You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. WISS is where you can listen to your Milwaukee Brewers tonight, taking on the Cincinnati Reds at 6:05 on WISS. Great lineup of guests. We're going to have Jacob and Brandon coming back from the dispensary. But first, we're talking about the hottest things going on in Green Bay right now. We love our whole community, Oshkosh North, but I'll tell you what.
They're going to be here for this.
This is the center of, this is the epicenter of all of sports and maybe entertainment is downtown Green Bay in the upcoming weeks. We got Red Semper here to talk about it.
So what's going on April 23rd?
Anything? April 23rd. Oh my goodness. Well, where do we want to start? Let's just say.
Everybody has their thing, right? EAA,
yes.
We got the Mile of Music. It's our turn. And we all support each other, but this draft is, and it's finally picking up a little steam, right? I thought it was a little, did you think it was a little dormant for a while?
Yeah, totally.
I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of two things. I think people were either, I'm going to say overdrafted, right? Where they were just like, all right, enough already. Or they were like, I'm itching for it. And then, you know, maybe a couple people in between, but it just, it was... It seems so far away, and all of a sudden, here we are. We're in April, and it's happening this month. It's like, oh my gosh!
Right.
It's like now.
Right. It's like if it's the 23rd, and today's
couple weeks.
So, and you, Jen, are in charge of the event. Is that fair to say?
So, I'm not in charge of the event, but we have a really awesome collaboration going on between our organizations.
So, well, you know what? Let's back up.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say who you are. Say Touchdown Downtown. The whole thing. So
yeah. Okay. So I'm Red Semper. I'm with Downtown Green Bay Inc. And we are one of the groups collaborating on this project. So we have been collaborating, actually, before I even joined the team, so about a year ago, with On Broadway, the city parks department, a little bit of the Green Bay area school district as well. So it has been quite an endeavor to bring this all together and make this happen. But it's exciting stuff. And to see, and I know there was a press conference yesterday where they talked about the collaboration. It's been so unique. We've already been saying, like, what else can we collaborate on that's not the draft and not so intense? That'd be great going forward too. So we'll see what that looks like. But for this in particular, it's all about what this series is being called, Touchdown Downtown. And everything is listed on our Touchdown Downtown website. So touchdowndowntown.com. And we've got these events listed. They link out to more specifics on each event that's happening. So if we wanted to kick it off on the 23rd. Yeah.
So that's a Wednesday. So
that's a Wednesday.
Actually, okay. There is something Tuesday, is there not?
Kind of. So there's two things we're doing leading up to the draft, because Tuesday's Earth Day. The 22nd is Earth Day. So we actually, on the 17th on Broadway, is going to have the spring cleanup over on Broadway, which is great. You know, get it nice and tidy
and
beautiful.
Johnny and I did that.
Yeah, we did.
And then the 22nd, that's when the spring, the trash bash is happening over on the other side of the river. So kicking off at Whitney Park.
You know, I guess there's got to be some pressure, because, you know, we've all done events and we've all done government. And it's like, okay, this was a learning experience. Next year, we're going to be better. You guys only have one shot.
That's right.
This is your one shot. There is no practice. There is no nothing.
Well, not only that, but from, you know, so I do marketing, promotions, communications. From that aspect, it's been hard because it's not like we have footage of booyah battles and so many of these other things, right?
Yeah.
Because, so it's been a unique challenge.
Okay, so Wednesday we are all going to go. Walk us through some of this stuff. Wednesday, the Field Fest, right?
Let's start there. Wednesday, kicking it off, yes. Field Fest, it's going to be at Historic City Stadium. So this is where the collaboration with Green Bay Schools came in, over at the stadium behind East High School there.
We want our visitors to come to that, but it's okay that Green Bay people come too, because that is just
absolutely
a very, very cool place.
Absolutely.
All of these events are with the mindset of visitors and locals alike. And locals, not just Green Bay locals, right? Like local Wisconsin,
Oshkosh.
Like I mentioned, Oshkosh, Door
right.
County.
Absolutely.
Wherever you're coming from, it is for the people in general.
And if you haven't been there, you got to go there because that's
Absolutely.
Where they started.
Yes. And that's just it, like the history behind it, which there's another piece that we'll get to a couple days later.
Right.
But yeah, just so important. And most of these are free. Like that's the other outstanding aspect. So if you're looking for something to do that doesn't cost a lot, yeah, I mean, everybody talks about parking. Parking's a factor, but there's so much parking available downtown too.
Okay, and talk a little bit more about that because that you hate to say it.
But I know
that downtown parking is such a nightmare for so many people. So go ahead.
It is, and you know, and I think it's a nightmare. I think it's the fear of the oh my gosh, I don't know, but it's not that bad. So yes, there's parking. The special rates will only impact, I think it kicks off, I'm not going to have the dates right,
okay,
but they're
no
all listed. They're all listed on the city site. They've updated them. But the ramps, we've got, I think, over 5,000 spaces in the ramps. Green Bay Metro is running free shuttles from downtown, both, you know, east and west side, all the way over to the stadium. So how can you go wrong there? And honestly, the rates, I won't get into details there. Again, go check it out for yourself for whatever you want to see. But they're very, very reasonable to park downtown, shuttle over to the footprint, or start your day downtown with these awesome events and then go.
I want to give a shout out to the shuttles because the drivers are fun. I've done that many, many times. And it's just a good time. The people on there are fun. We're all there for the same reason. It's not like somebody's got to go into the store and somebody's going to the hospital. We're all there for football.
Absolutely.
which is cool. So anyway, go ahead.
And so I know they've been working really hard on their routes too.
Patty's
so,
doing a good job on that.
Yes. Huge shout out to their team. Mm-hmm. And again, and the parking crew too. And I know some downtown residents were a little worried. All their spots are still accounted for. So they are still guaranteed spots. So if you have your parking pass in the ramps or anything like that, still accounted for.
We believe you, but we made a phone call too. So
And Jim may or may not have stolen a couple of those yellow bags that they put on the meters that he's going to be
really?
Using. That
I did
could,
not.
Yeah, may
I,
or may we, not have
I,
taken
I
a couple of
those. I want plausible deniability. So I'll pretend that.
Hey,
all right,
let's
so,
move to the next day.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, hold on. Let's finish Wednesday. Finish Wednesday. So Wednesday, you guys probably just heard yesterday. That's
redheads are always aggressive.
I know they are. They are. Did you notice that? Cut us off both off.
Appropriately aggressive. Okay, so the Draft City Music Fest, that's presented by the WPS Foundation. That's the draft kickoff happening over at Light Park. There will be fireworks presented by Festival Foods. That's going to be about 8:30, give or take, right? But this one's going to be huge.
And I will say this, Mark Scogan does not hold back when it comes to fireworks.
No. Three barges this year.
Yeah.
Three barges. The bridge will be closed for a little bit just for pedestrian walkway safety. But yeah, so that's kicking off the music fest. You guys probably heard the music lineup announced.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Again, everything's listed on the website if you wanted to see. Then, jumping to the next day, is the Living Packers Heritage Trail. So this is where City Stadium gets highlighted again as one of the stops. But there's several downtown locations.
We talked about free. I just think that music, everything's got to pay to see that because those are some awesome bands you have. Fireworks, it's a free event. You can pay for your beverages and food.
Yeah,
but,
there'll be like food vendors
right,
and there'll be concession type stuff.
Okay,
but the kids zone, I mean, I was talking with Mischief and Magic a bunch yesterday.
Right.
They are just so honored. They're going to have a huge crew, all the face painting, the blue
mammals.
Mischief and Magic.
Mischief and Magic.
Yeah, they are going to be a big part of that kids zone.
Awesome.
On Wednesday as well. And I think they might be coming back for Saturday. Don't quote me on that.
No, I got to say, I despise giving him credit for things he's done. But I will say this. When you guys redid Light Park, remember I was there, I hosted the event when we did that. That has turned out to be such a great place for venues.
Why do you have to hate giving me credit for that?
Because you will never give me credit for anything.
That's true.
Todd?
True. And I just want to say, when she said Mischief and Magic, I'm thinking we've got
right
the new
here.
Names
the
for
dynamic
these.
Team.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
point. Mischief? Which one's Mischief?
You got to take that up with Jake and his crew, but they do a phenomenal job. They were there yesterday giving out balloon animals as well at the press conference. But yeah, so, I mean, there's so much happening there. The glow events, they're putting together a whole skate
park. That's a great set. That's a really great set.
Who do you got for the living... Tell me about this Living Heritage.
Yeah,
with the
actors.
What's the actors?
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So the actors.
You're not doing that.
I know.
This is a combo event. I'm sorry that you, I guess, didn't get the call for the audition. That's
weird.
Right.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Community College.
Eight students.
I believe it. That's, So this group, though, we're combining with the Green Bay Historical Society, or Brown County Historical Society, and Evergreen Theater. So these actors.
Gizmo's one of them.
Oh, he's got to be, right?
These, I don't know who is who where, but you know how there's so many different plaques around?
Oh, yeah.
So those different locations, there will be, not all of them, because you can still go to some on your own, but several of them will have a live actor portraying a person.
In character, that's awesome.
Telling the history.
You know what? We talked about that. I think this is the first time you're pulling this off, or has this been done?
I did that cemetery thing one time.
Oh,
that cemetery thing's cool.
I was gonna say, what was phenomenal
was Stu Smith. Remember Stu Smith?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, this has not been done like this.
It's about time.
So, yeah.
So you'll have actors portraying some of these former Packer players and coaches?
Telling the history story.
I love that.
And then folks will have like a little passport that they can kind of mark off where they went. But again, they can go to other ones that don't have the actors too. But there will be things at City Stadium. I don't want to give too much away. We'll share more soon. But
are there shuttle buses you want them to walk this thing?
It's designed to be walkable or drivable. So there's no shuttles for this part, but
The next one we do feature Mino though.
So
Booyah Battle and I didn't know there was a Kringle.
Yes.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. I didn't. Wanna.
I'm a huge Kringle
this
fan.
Is
I know
a
that's
double,
what I was worried about.
Double win here. Yeah. So Friday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's going to be on Washington Street and it's going to be the Booyah Battle Kringle Combine. There are 13 nonprofits partnered with a Booyah chef that are essentially going to battle a little bit, kind of, sort of, yeah.
We're part of that.
Yeah.
New community.
Yeah.
And we have, we're going to win this thing. We have
it's for the charities,
right?
So everybody's the winner. We're for the charities.
Okay, we all win. So,
and ours is for profit.
bragging rights.
Okay. No, we've had a couple meetings on it and, you can, besides the Booyah, you can have other things in your booth. So John Mino knows every quarterback where he went to college.
And since 1957.
When people walk by, they can challenge the expert and they can ask him if they're wearing their Chargers jersey or Lions, wherever they're coming from, and they can ask him. And we haven't figured out exactly, but they can win a prize if they stump John, which they won't. Or they can maybe make a donation to the shelter. We're going to figure this all out.
Okay.
Do you guys have any swag we could have for prizes? That's a big no, Jim.
I'm going to go with no.
Maybe the dispensary will have to step up.
I think you have to provide your own swag.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
But that's okay.
Anyway, it's going to be fun. We got some other things.
And so part of the Kringle piece is the... there's local celebrities that have been selected. They're also doing their Kringle things as well.
Okay, quick. Two other things you have going on.
Yeah, so the last couple things. Saturday, Farmers Market, Draft Edition, Washington Street. Draft Day 5K happening on the Fox River Trail. That one you do.
I wish I'd known about that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You got to look it up. There's all kinds of...
We got to train.
It is so cool. And the last one is the Rounding It Out Draft City Music Fest, 8th round downtown.
How tight are you schedule-wise?
I'm okay.
Can you stick around? All right. We got another segment coming up with our guys, but then we got some other openings. Is that cool? So there's more we want to talk to you about.
We can make it work.
All right. Back after this. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been passing everything inside.
6 days on the road and I'm a going home. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's
running like never before.
I thought you were going to say.
I ain't seen a cop in sight. Mm. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
Does this stuff make you tone deaf, that stuff that Johnny's been taking?
No, you're born with it.
Okay, all right.
You're absolutely born tone deaf.
Good, I wanted to clear that up. Clear that up.
You don't know.
He's not the only one, though. I try singing in the shower and the girlfriend tells me, shut up.
If I had your voice, I would not be sitting right here.
Yeah, you have a cool voice. Yeah. You do. I will say that. That is true.
What would be your go-to karaoke song with a voice this
deep? Your song.
Some Josh Turner?
No, and I think whoever said that Sean and I thing, I think they might be onto something.
The Bowser thing?
Yeah, you could do that. Easy. Hey, tell a bit about your military background and your family's heritage.
Dude, I come from the military, essentially.
I know.
Great, great, great grandfather. I forget his, William Hederscheid, moved here from Germany. Old school boat. served in that war, and then every male and female just about in my family has served, minus a couple for some physical stuff. But I come from, I did 4 years active duty, but I was raised by
Marines, right?
I was Army.
Oh, so you're Army. You grew up in Camp Lejeune, though.
I grew up in Camp Lejeune, which is East Coast Marine Central. Shout out Camp Lejeune. That's the proper pronunciation. But I'm raised in the military, and the fact that I found a veteran-owned cannabis business to work for, it's a dream come true.
Awesome. Jacob Hedderscheidt and Brandon Danforth from The Dispensary. We're very excited to have them as our sponsors for our Vietnam segment, and it's just apropos with the kids. And I don't even get the Danforths. Like, oh, my gosh. I'd like to write a book on Oneida, Menominee, Ho-Chunk, the heritage of what they did for our country, mm-hmm. as serving during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, probably World War I, too. And I got to tell you, I remember I talked with one of my great friends who's a Vietnam vet, and he talked about his mom was like taken from her home and put into like a government school or something. And mm-hmm. they treated them terribly, terribly, terribly. But when the war broke out, who were some of the first people lining up saying, we're going to go fight? Oneidas, Menominees, Ho-Chunk, the whole thing.
True patriots.
There's a stat out there, and I'm not a veteran, so shout out to all the veterans out there. I love supporting all of them and all the organizations, everything like that. But there's a stat out there that, and I don't know what war what this is, but per capita,
yes,
Native Americans have given the most towards of veterans or to serve.
But one of my great friends, his story is in my most recent book, 50 Strong, Cletus Ninham. And what he went through in Vietnam and everything like that versus what our country gave them before that was terrible. Mm. And then what he did to sacrifice is incredible. So all the respect in the world for our Native Americans that raised up their right hand and said, hell yeah, I'll do it.
When we do PT in the morning sometime, and it's very important to get up at first light, get that exercise in. It's
Jim more, and I do it every day.
You know, wellness is way more than just consuming a product. Wellness is about what you do offline when you're not at work, essentially.
Yeah, we
go to a monument. Do you remember the name of the monument that we go and salute sometimes whenever we do PT runs with the CEO?
Don't.
It's a very cool... What area is that?
Oh, the Oneida Memorial.
We'll go salute the flag there.
That's a beautiful memorial.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you want to join us for some PT, we'll be out there running occasionally.
We missed you guys when we were...
Yeah, I know. Well, we go earlier.
Yeah, it's 6:30. Come on. Half the day's gone.
We do it in the dark.
The little light on that helmet light that we have. Come on.
Hey, the dispensary. Talk a little bit more about the word medicinal sounds weird, but the medicinal aspects of what you've embraced with this profession.
Yeah, the medicinal properties of the plant are same with marijuana as it is cannabis. I mean, as it is hemp-derived cannabis. Both are cannabis sativa L, which means that per their molecular structure, you will have a psychoactive effect and you will typically experience anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, really good sleep help, and or lightning focus, and or really, really productive means of functioning as opposed to something that you may be without.
And going back to one other thing we talked about earlier as far as with cancer patients, with chemo, you know, chemo is a destructive force. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's
poison. Those vials that they bring in, I hear that if they were to drop that on the ground, it would burn through the floor. And my grandmother tells a story about my grandpa who just went through chemo not too long ago, and nothing's helped him in his recovery like cannabis. He's a Michigan guy, but he loves our products here from Wisconsin anyways. But the vial that they brought in scared my grandmother out of the room because it was glowing fluorescent and the dude was wearing a full hazmat suit and said, this has to go into your husband's veins. And it's just absolutely bonkers. Cancer is imminent for some folks. As you said, it's in your lineage. It's in my lineage as well. I'll let you know that. But there are things that we can do to kind of combat that. But chemo treatment, as intense as it is, referring back to a plant afterwards to get that appetite, to get that energy, or that actual sense of peace back, there's no replacing a sense of peace for somebody going through something as life-changing as inevitable.
And invasive.
As invasive. You're 100% right about that.
A lot of people are going through that, and we got to just support them. There's a lot of stuff we have to try with cancer, and if this can work, we need to support that. There's other people that try other things. It's just a scary place to be, and I think that's great that you're there, that you're educated all throughout Northeast Wisconsin. I think that's a good thing.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And are you You're relatively new, aren't you? I mean, are you like an entrepreneurial 5 years?
Are you talking about me personally or the company?
The company.
Company's going on five. Yeah, we're in the fourth year now. Yep.
Right.
Yep. So
that transition period.
Yeah, you got some traction, obviously.
Yep, nation's largest.
Yeah, we're growing. Everything's kind of booming. We're talking about all the events we're doing. I just got off the corporate meeting they're doing right now. There's 124 of us out there.
And you're going to lean into the draft a little bit? Do you want to talk about that or do you want to hold that?
Yeah, everything that we do, I know it sounds sometimes like we're just like, oh, these guys do golf, they do draft, they do all this crazy stuff, and it's us putting this plant, these products, our people, and the conversation into regular things.
Into the
football,
community.
Right. Golf, freaking nonprofits, veteran, like the whole thing is about just...
That's marketing.
Breaking
breaking the stigma at the end of the day. It's been so demonized, our industry, and it was only demonized for Big Pharma,
which is
not Big Pharma. There is a need for it, right? We were just talking about chemo. There's a need for that. But there doesn't have to be a direct push for wellness that is Big Pharma.
And the reason you're touching all those things is it's for everybody.
Correct.
You know, I think sometimes people might think, oh, this is for those, whatever, 22-year-olds, but it's for everybody. And I think that's great what you're doing. Yeah, I want to get a little bit more information on that NFL event. We'll talk about
that.
Please,
sir. You guys come back, all right?
Yep.
And thanks again for sponsoring the Vietnam segment.
75, baby.
You're the man. We're going to sit a quick break. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, joins us next.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans.
Gotta keep moving. What?
That's not even the words, though.
No, it's not in key. It's not in key at all. I saw this guy. I told you that.
Well, that was.
I like his singing.
This guy, Eddie Rabbit, is awesome.
Thank you, Pat.
He's talking about Eddie Rabbit, not you.
Oh.
No, I like John singing. I like
him. Oh, come on.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. He's awesome.
Okay. Hey, guys, what a powerhouse show today.
Isn't it fun? We got a lot going on. If only
we had a producer that would put lineups together for us, Pat.
Oh, and we haven't even got to Oshkosh. I mean, we talked about you a little bit. Now we're going to talk to you about a lot of bit this crap.
It's a big week for Oshkosh, though, with the craft beer thing coming up, right, Pat?
Oh, my gosh. My spidey senses are tingling.
We don't need to know about that, Pat.
No, we'll just...
We don't need to know about anything tingling on your body.
No, keep that for the bedroom.
Nothing.
Tell us about the craft beer.
Oh, my gosh. It's blueberry lime sour.
All right. I had to ask you, have you had some, Pat?
Wow.
No, I have not. I've been saving my palate. Look, I'm going to hold the sticker up to the camera so you can see the awesome sticker. Oh, I can't get it. There we go.
I see it.
Can we see it?
No, it's good.
That's awesome.
It's got the blueberries,
yep,
the lime, and then the sour. And I have not had it. I'm sitting literally 200 yards from Fifth Ward Brewery right now as we speak, and at 3 p.m. we will be down for the Oshkosh annual citywide beer collaboration.
And I will say this, when you talk Oshkosh, you do tours, Oshkosh and beer, it's not like Nagani and beer or whatever. Oshkosh takes it serious and have for 150 years or something like that.
It's a long time.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. I didn't prep for origin of beer today, John.
No, but we did that thing about the other places, and it was those Germans that came, the first generation Germans that came over, started it up.
Yes, they did. They did. And so the Fifth Ward guys got to brew the beer this year. Avid listeners will recall that the citywide beer collaboration is that we get Fifth Ward and Bare Bones Brewery and Fox River Brewery, and the three brewmasters collaborate on the beer. And this year, we brought in Sturgeon Spirits Craft Distillery. Carl and the team there, they've taken some of the blueberry sour and then put it into their barrels. And they're going to do something crazy with it that we'll find out Friday. And then Sunken
Sunken Paddle.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sunken Paddle Cider Works, guys.
Thank God Todd is here.
Boy. Thank you, Todd. I am. And so this is, I want to just invite young and old. I'm going to jump off the cliff this weekend with the blueberry lime sour. And then I'm going to follow it up with real cider at Sunken Paddle Cider Works. So that's kind of my weekend.
I would like to actually join you on that little trip you're planning on taking. But I just want to mention that Sturgeon Spirits, of course, and Fifth Ward are part of our top craft pick promotion, and we're just so thankful that they're part of it. So
absolutely,
two of our sponsors are actually involved in this whole thing, and it's just very exciting for us.
Thank you for bringing that up. So, you know, I'm an older guy.
No, I did
not like the
not to me.
Craft distillery and the Cider Works thing. I'm not there. So I'm bringing over my son, who's half my age, and his girlfriend. They're hipsters.
Who's half his age?
Would you let me come up with those quips, Jim?
I was writing.
Damn it. That's what's happened now.
You rubbed off on him.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
So I'm bringing some Minneapolis. They would be millennials, and they're going to help school me on cider and, you know, sours, because that's what they drink just for their normal jam.
Well, so, Pat, let me ask you this, though. You're kind of a connoisseur of all things Oshkosh. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What are, if somebody's coming from Green Bay to Oshkosh for this, tell us some of the other cool things that are going on in Oshkosh, because I'll be honest with you. It's somewhat like when I worked in Appleton, I felt like there was like a demilitarized zone or something, like in Wrightstown or someplace where Green Bay is Green Bay and Appleton's Appleton. And tell us some of the things that are so cool in Oshkosh revolving around this that people might not realize that if they come to town this weekend, they would really be impressed with.
Yes. Thank you for asking. So so it's Craft Beer Week. Starts today. It actually goes for 10 days until next Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the fun of it is that what I would suggest, so the kickoff is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but all five of the, the brewery participants, including Sturgeon Spirits and Sunken Paddle, they all have fun events all weekend and into next week. And so if you go to, I like to go to discoveroshkosh.com. And just go to the actual website, and then craft beer is the second thing on there, because there's a fun contest that you can do. So what I would do if I was coming down is I'd pick one of the three breweries. You can kind of read about them and start there. And the game. So you'll see events when you go to each brewery that they'll have, Fox River Brewery one day is pairing one of their special craft beers with their new crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. Mm-mm.
So you can look at Discover Oshkosh, look at the three breweries. You'll see something that will resonate with you, because there's meat raffles, there's cribbage afternoon. There's all of these neat things to do. And so each bar has little different promotions and contests, but the big fun is to, from the Discover Oshkosh website, take your selfie of you enjoying Craft Beer Week with your friends. Doesn't have to be the blueberry lime sour, could be anything. And then, Discover Oshkosh has made it really easy to upload your photos, and you'll see a photo album of everyone who's out, this weekend kind of doing the same thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you go there today, you'll see last year when we had the cold IPA, and it's fun because you'll see yourself there and your friends. And by posting to Discover Oshkosh, then you're automatically entered to win the limited edition citywide cap and the stickers that I just showed you.
I'm surprised you're not wearing it because you're big on swag.
He's also big on getting his picture up there a lot.
I know, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't put the hat on this morning. I feel like I didn't want to show off because, I'm one of the special people that has one already.
That's all right. Privilege of ownership. That's all right.
I've got hats for all of you guys. Okay. Because I know you're going to be down here next week.
Yes,
I've got hats for you.
Could you do us another favor?
I would like to have a crispy chicken sandwich and a beer and play cribbage.
Doesn't that sound like a perfect afternoon?
Like with, you know,
and you know what
happened? And then like top with my it brother, off, not with my
top
wife.
It off with one of those. What did we have that day you were there? They were just so delicious. I want to say Cornetti's. They're not Cornetti's.
Cannoli?
Cannolis. Cannoli. From, Fox. Yeah.
Yes. That was the greatest cannoli. That was the greatest dessert type thing I've ever tasted.
Yeah, it was good.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
Wasn't that made with the Hughes chocolate stout?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That was good.
Do they make those on a regular basis, Pat?
I don't know. No, the cannoli is not on his menu.
No.
The thing for restaurant week is you can only feature items that aren't on your menu.
Got it. Yeah.
No, that the chicken sandwich will work. No, we'll get that. We'll go back for the cannolis when they're there. That was good. You guys get great restaurants down there.
But so to answer your question, so this Saturday is the monthly gallery walk. The first Saturday of the month is always kind of extra fun here in Oshkosh because from 6 p.m., until like 9, the stores, a lot of them stay open later. And especially there's, a half a dozen art galleries and, kind of arty shops and game shops on Main Street. So you can stroll, you can try out your craft beer because there are literally 49 establishments around town that participate in Craft Beer Week. And we'll have the beer either on draft or in cans. And so it's just a celebratory weekend here in Oshkosh.
Can you?
Well, Pat's got to back up.
Yeah.
Because Dawn has actually texted in, Pat. And I think she's saying that the cannolis are now on the menu at Fox River Brewing.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Thank goodness for Dawn.
Wow. Thank you, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, can you come on next week and talk about what's going on in Oshkosh?
Or Pat can just buy. And then we'll let
Let's
talk.
Bring
you
Dawn.
You gotta bring us up next week, Pat.
Oh, no, don't
bring Dawn. Bring Dawn.
God,
you don't have to come.
Let's bring Dawn.
Let's have Dawn come down. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, my gosh. We will do that.
Hey,
Dawn said yes. Look at, she's in.
Awesome. Thank you, Dawn.
That's pretty cool. 49 participants. That's a lot.
Certainly is.
That's
wow.
It's like a rallying point.
Right.
I can just feel the love and
the
excitement.
Right. Yeah,
so Todd,
vibe.
We'll get offline because I'm on assignment this weekend with Discover Oshkosh to go out and document my adventures at said 5 establishments.
Imagine that.
tough,
what a
tough gig.
What a tough gig.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Right. We feel for you, Pat. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so.
Hey, when does the drive-in open? When does the drive-in open?
Already in Ed's?
It's already open.
Oh, it is?
Already in Ed's, yeah. It opened a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure, like.
Oh, we got to get that.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be April 1st. They've been open.
Oh, because I was in Oshkosh 2 days ago to interview a Vietnam vet for my book, and I was thinking, I wish that place was open.
It was open, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like summer-ish only. Okay.
It's open, buddy.
All right. Sorry, Pat.
Can I tell you, though, if you happen to be here this Saturday, and you want to see the fun show of your life, the Grand Oshkosh has the Mutts Gone Nuts Unleashed Dog Show.
When is that?
That's this weekend.
It's this Saturday.
Oh, man, I wanted to take my granddaughters to that.
What's that?
I'd wanted to take my granddaughters to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Are there still tickets?
No, there's plenty of tickets.
Oh.
And you can choose between 2 p.m. or 7 p.m.
On Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday. Wow.
Saturday.
Yeah, I just saw this when we were there, Jim.
Yeah,
and they had the big posters about it and stuff. It's like, that looked so spectacular.
It does. Yes.
So, I live right by Menominee Park, and everybody is out with their dogs now.
Yeah.
It's like dog fest down here because you can now walk your dog in Menominee Park on leash, which
that's kind of nice. Traditionally. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's out with their dogs, and there's all the dog smells. And we're out having so much fun with the dogs. And when I saw this weekend, the dog show.
Perfect.
And they have these are award-winning dogs. Like, they're more famous than the three of us are, some of these dogs.
Combined.
Yeah.
Combined, Pat.
Have you ever seen Jim's dog?
No.
No, yeah.
There was this guy talking about when he was a kid, and his dog was like, he goes, what's with dogs? They're in hotels. They're on airplanes. They're just because they used to be just chained to a tree.
Okay, I tell you, I was at Waverly Beach, one of my favorite pizza places in the world in Two Rivers.
Oh yeah,
and a guy comes in with two dogs, and they sit at they're sitting on the bar stool right with him. The dog sitting on the bar stool, like with their paws on the bar.
Yeah, we We look at hotels. Yeah, we do. The guy's like, how did you guys do that? The dogs, because they've upgraded in the last 25 years. But anyway, yes.
So let's put this twist on the dog show. What if we hang out like backstage? Because I know where the backstage door is.
Yeah.
Don't you think those dogs get to come out and have a little walk in between the shows?
Yeah.
And I want to do like a backstage dog meet and
greet. I think that'd be phenomenal. You gonna bring Milton?
I gotta work.
You gotta work. Okay.
I really do. I do. I'm serving lunch at the shelter. So.
Milton would be like that kid though in school that doesn't have any friends because he's just a mama's boy.
Stands over in the corner.
He is a little bit of a daddy's boy. Pat, that's so nice of you, but that is, yeah. People who love dogs, and I'm one of them.
Pat, you got 1 minute. Give Oshkosh your best right here.
Craft beer, the show, everything.
Picture yourself sitting this weekend at a beautiful brewery in downtown Oshkosh, watching the world go by, having your first sip of blueberry lime sour, and you realize this is what you've been missing your entire life.
Beautiful. All weekend long, starting today, right?
10 days, man.
Or 10 days.
All weekend. Oh, I love you guys.
You're the best, Pat Tracy. Discover Oshkosh. You guys rock it down there. Can't wait to come back again next week. Thanks, buddy. We're going to start a quick break. We're back with Red Semper again. More about Touchdown Downtown.
There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on, big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. So great having Pat Tracy on for Discover Oshkosh. Love giving him a hard time, but man, I can't ask for a better representative of a community than Pat for Oshkosh with the craft beer thing. 10 days. Great stuff taking place down there. Great stuff, of course, taking place in downtown Green Bay. Also,
we did Touchdown Downtown. We got the whole draft kicking off here on April 23rd, and Red is kind of in charge. I don't know exactly what you like to be.
I would definitely not say I'm in charge.
Red Semper.
Nope. But
coordinator?
One cog in the machine that is working to put on this phenomenal.
We kind of went through the events. I'm going to go through them real quick because we didn't get to the end of it. But we got the Field Fest, which is the kicks off at the stadium, and that's Wednesday the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Draft City, and that's that music event you talked about yesterday, and that's at Light Park. And that's going to be very cool because at the end of it is an unbelievable fireworks display. Yeah. Three barges, that's going to be fun. And then really the draft, when does that start, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
So Thursday the draft starts, and that's going to go on. And then at 10 in the morning, you're going to be kicking off a tour. And I think that's really cool. We have a heritage trail here, and it's going to be live. People are going to be standing next to it in first person talking about that. And, of course, the Booyah Battle that we're going to be participating in, that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm, that's downtown as well. And then you got the Farmer's Market Draft Edition.
Oh, by the way, Booyah and Kringle.
And Kringle, yeah.
Yes.
That Kringle thing was interesting.
Yeah,
I love the Kringles that Uncle Mike's has there. But the contest, that salt thing, that's not in there. They made different ones, she said.
Right, so it's not part of the contest.
Uncle Mike's salt?
Yeah.
I love
which
it.
I'm pretty sure that is like their number one.
It is.
Ever award winning. It will be available.
I think they won in the United States.
I'm pretty sure. So that will still be available to purchase. But the Kringle Combine portion, they're partnered with the Salvation Army, where you make a donation for the Salvation Army. And then these local five celebrity groups, they are picking never before made Kringle flavors that are going to be what you vote on, or you draft your favorite. And from there, they win the Kringle crown to be in the stores for a month after this event.
Okay, I got to ask you, I never heard Kringles before I moved to Green Bay, which has been a long time, but when I bring them up to the UP to like my family's room, they're like, What is this? This is so delicious. And the last time I brought it was the pumpkin flavored one. And my brother at the deer camp was like, this is like one of the greatest things I've ever tasted. I don't know if people realize, people are coming into town, how great these Kringles are.
Well, they're not new, because Racine was the number one Kringle manufacturer for years. But then Uncle Mike's came in and kind of smoked them in these contests. And I was telling Red that we send those out at Christmas, which is getting kind of expensive. And the problem when you send them out 2 or 3 years, they start expecting them. It's like, where the hell's my Kringle? You know what I mean? So anyway.
They're too good to not keep doing.
But I wonder if these new Kringles are going to be tongue twisters like Pat's beers.
Yeah, I know. It's a good point.
Anyway, that's going to be very cool. And then you got that 5K is neat. That's going to be a lot of families out there.
Oh, my goodness. Right
Saturday.
Now, don't quote me on the numbers here. Last I heard, it was over 600 are registered.
Wow.
But they have phenomenal, I don't want to say freebies, but like things that are included. So it's going to be a Fox River Trail run.
Yeah. Down right and back. Behind us right here.
Right over by, starting at Hagemeister, running down and back. Oh, gosh.
That'll wake you up, John.
Yes.
That does happen. You live there. I'm being totally honest.
But there's...
That are the ship's foghorns when they come in.
But you are encouraged to wear your own, you know, team's jerseys, things like that. Have fun with it. You get a little fun, I guess I'll say commemorative football for participating.
And registration is required.
Registration is required.
Right.
Yes. I do think they will take registration day of, but they're getting so high up there that they might have to cap it and say no. So I highly recommend registering online. Again, everything's linked up on touchdowndowntown.com. You click on the 5K one, it'll take you right to all that with all the other details too. So there's
On that Saturday, just to go with that, you got the Farmers Market Draft Edition right here on Washington Street.
Yes.
Draft Day 5K, 50 yards away from Washington Street.
Yeah.
Then the Draft City Music Fest right down the block here at Lake Park.
And that thing goes from 5 till what, midnight, huh?
Till midnight, yes. Yeah, so that's closing it down. That's the eighth round downtown.
Right.
So after the last, you know, round of picks, what a
full day that's going
to
be.
It is. Wow. It is. But it's a great way to round things out, you know. And
what's the other buzz going on? Like, what are you hearing about the restaurants, the hotels? Are you hearing good things about occupancy and reservations? Is that...
Yeah, last I've been hearing, there are still some are a little bit capped, and I know some have NFL spots reserved and things like that as far as hotels go, but some still have some spaces available.
I was surprised because I was telling John this morning, a friend of mine called from Atlanta, and his his daughter and husband were just like, I think they live in southern Illinois, but they called and they were surprised that they could still stay here reasonably. So I thought that was like really cool, because I think he was calling me to see if they could stay at my house. I'm like, no.
But I can tell you some places that you can go.
So that's nice that we're still still got opportunities.
I do know some are booked. Like I think St. Brendan's is already booked up. But, you know, others have spaces.
Right. Well, that's great.
One other factor, too, is there are people in town, essentially living here, working here, getting ready for the stage and all the other work too. So I think our businesses are going to see some extra traffic as far as, you know, retail maybe, but hospitality.
We talked in this before, and I know this isn't in your wheelhouse or the thing, but for the love of the Lord, please, parking commission, stay home, let people park. Don't
go
be giving out tickets. Come on.
Put the parking utility on spring break.
Absolutely.
I can't speak to all that, but I can reiterate, we have a lot of parking spots downtown and free shuttles happening from Metro taking
you to
Lambeau.
It's not a lack of parking spots. It's an overabundance of tickets for people that are in those parking spots.
just pay up right away. You can park in the ramp all day. You know, hey, and it's still free nights and weekends. Even through the draft, still free nights and weekends.
All right.
Congratulations on all the work you guys have put into this.
You have.
I mean... What are you looking more forward to, having that baby or getting this thing over with?
Yes.
Hey, Red, really great having you here. What a great spokesperson you are for Touchdown Downtown.
Thank you guys so much. We can't wait to see you there.
You
absolutely
bet.
Hey, thanks everybody for being here. Thanks for our tremendous lineup of guests, courtesy of Todd. We'll be back in tomorrow morning with some live music for you. Mine and the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.